You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This is Cami Chaos from Strange Love Live, and my husband is a peanut.
Shut up! I'm trying to do a voiceover!
I'm Dr. Normal, and I'm a peanut. Welcome to IRC FM, and here's your host, the man with the largest Johnson in Australia.
Johnson, Johnson, Johnson. Paul. Johnson, Johnson.
IRC.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
G'day, I'm IRC, and welcome to episode 27 of IRC FM, coming to you direct from the IRC FM studio here in Sydney, Australia. Of course, IRC FM comes down the pipe from the computer into your ears at the end of each week, but this week I am recording it rather early. So, apart from anything else, we don't have any winners yet for the competition of sorts that we had in the last episode, where I wanted to see if anyone could guess what the first six songs had in common from last week's show. Now, of course, it's been a big week in podcasting, or a big weekend in podcasting, and I'll tell you about that in a moment. But first of all, I'll tell you why I'm recording this so early in the week. It's now Monday night, and it's after work, and I have just started an 8-day stretch at work, where the shifts basically start around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and for the next 8 days they actually get earlier, until about 11 o'clock in the morning at the earliest. And so as a result of working 8 days straight, I do not have now any days off between now and when IRC FM is due to come out. And this is probably the best opportunity that I'll get to record a show prior to the Friday release, because of course IRC FM comes out Fridays in Australia, and also IRC FM is the start of a massive weekend, as every weekend is now basically filled with Channel IRC. Fridays is IRC FM, Saturdays is my show that I do with my mum called Blast from the Past, and then on Sundays is her new show, Judy's Blast FM, where she's basically picking the music and I'm producing it. And so it's a big, big weekend. The weekend just gone, apart from all that and the launch episode of Judy's Blast FM, we also had IRCpod episode 200. IRCpod, of course, is my talk show. And we had a live 2-hour episode to celebrate episode 200. And we also had Colin from the Ouroboros podcast come onto the show. It was very, very early in the morning in jolly old England for Colin. But that's usually the sort of time that he's up recording his show anyway, the Ouroboros podcast. And let me tell you, it was quite interesting listening back to Colin's show, because what happened was that he had some computer fail, and I definitely know about computer and recording fail, and because of that, he basically was recording over two nights. At the start of the episode, he said that he was going to appear on IRCpod 200, and then by the time that the show ended, he had actually been on it. And again, Colin, thanks for coming on. So what are we doing today? We are going to go and we're going to hear some comedy songs, and we're also going to hear some nerdcore. And I warn you now, listener discretion is advised due to some of the subject matter and also some of the language, but not very much of the language that is contained in this show. Now, of course, there's stand-up comedy where people just talk and make jokes that a lot of people are familiar with. But there's also comedy songs, and with the internet, it's very easy these days to write some music and perform it and have people download it off the internet. There'll be two separate performing groups that we have on this particular episode, we have The Fump, otherwise known as The Funny Music Project. And we'll be hearing some of their songs, and we'll also be hearing some songs from Beatnik Turtle. And, of course, that's going to be a lot of fun. And we also have an interview with Devo Spice from The Fump that I recorded when I was in America at BalticCon 43. And we'll be hearing that towards the end of the episode. So let's get straight into the music now. And we're going to play a song which has found its way onto Blast from the Past. And it's a song which basically fits the show very well. When I heard it after buying a couple of Fump CDs from BalticCon on my way east, sorry, on my way west, I should say, back through the south of America, I was listening to these CDs driving, and I heard this song, and I thought, this song absolutely fits Blast from the Past to a T. It's called Getting Old Sucks, and we'll be right back with lots and lots of music and lots and lots of humour, hopefully. You're listening to IRC FM episode number 27.
So I was told when I was growing up, and now I'm watching it unfold as I'm showing up for work, where I have a broken chair and some carpal tunnel syndrome, too much solitaire. I remember a time not long ago when my hair was growing thicker on my head than in my nose, and my toes didn't have any hair, a weird dent. Now I'm popping Rolaids from a Fez dispenser. Everything hurts or makes a funny noise, and now I have to pay for all of my own toys, and I avoid any physical exertion. I'm amazed at the simplest task, leave me sore for days. My prospects for walking get a little bit bleaker as my butt gets larger and my knees get weaker. And I hate to admit it, but it's true, I pulled a muscle in my back while I was tying my shoe. Damn, it sucks to get old.
Huh?
Damn, it sucks to get old.
See what?
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Huh?
Damn, it sucks to get old.
What? I have no idea what he's saying. I can't understand him one bit. Can you?
No, I can't.
You know you're getting older, things will never be the same. The day a little kid beats you in a video game, how they remember the moves and the combos and quirks, I'll never know. But hey, I remember the snorks. When I was a kid, we didn't have the internet, which of course made porn a lot harder to get. And our cars didn't have GPS, we had a mess of a map that you couldn't refold for crap. I used to stay out late on a date, get drunk as a skunk, stumble home, get off and feel great. Now, I'm home by 8 to watch MacGyver, and the only thing I'm drinking is for supplemental fiber. Back then I would pretend I was Captain Kirk, now I have a desk and I pretend to work. I don't wanna be a kid again or even 24 again, but it would be nice if I could get up off the floor again. Damn, it sucks to get old.
Uh-huh.
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Yep.
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Uh-huh.
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Yep. Oh, so you can understand him now.
No, I'm just pretending that I can meet my wife.
Back when I was a teenager, girls didn't go around shaking their booty, showing their boobs. There was no Girls Gone Wild. Oh God, I'm depressed.
Back when I was a boy, video games only cost a quarter, and all you wanted was a dot,
you are, where you are, why you're where you are, how'd you get to where you are, and where the hell'd you park the car, and if you walk too far, will you need some CPR, how'd your life get so bizarre, and how the hell'd you get that scar, your life becomes filled with more questions than answers, like what happened to the solid gold dancers, should I get checked for cancer, do you know where my pants are, and what the hell's a male enhancer, I don't need fashion tips from gay men, cause finally some of my clothes are back in style again, So now I just need to be a little more svelte and get rid of this gut that's hanging over my belt. I'm checking out the hottie in the checkout line. Her name is Melanie, but it's a felony for what I have in mind. That's a plan that I don't understand, how a 30-something turns into a dirty old man. But the worst feeling is the day you realize our elected officials are just spewing real lies. One is pure evil, so you can't vote for him, but the other one couldn't teach a duck to swim. Damn, it sucks to get old. Damn, it sucks to get old.
Yep.
Damn, it sucks to get old. Damn, it sucks to get old.
Yep.
Back in my day, Michael Jackson, when I picked the book shoes, and he made the most fantastic music. He was the king of pop, I tells you. In my day, Yoda was a puppet.
Dorito orange cut features got $45. Collect the bank corners were pictured into the wallet. I dip the ship to Yonkers, New York. The highest bidder proved that who's the bigger dork. The hottie at the counter says she thinks I'm short of stature. Way she's eyeing me, she knows that I'm the chess champ. Now I'm feeling frisky, take the risk and let the digits. I could tell by the way and the look in her face she was hoping she would get it. Pass the meter, match the meter, is here when she's not working. But I won't be alone when I get back home, cause mama and grandma be lurking. Hey mom, hey gram, could you hurry and scram? I got a girl coming over and she thinks I'm the man. I ran in the house, the last girl that dropped by. As soon as she saw you, she ran. Oh man, I can't wait to show her the sword collection. Daggers and blades from the Renaissance convention. I bet she likes Star Wars, I got all the DVDs. But I wonder how she feels about my doubts about episode 3. On the couch, I push myself in a way to ring up the blade. 10 years alone, I sat my home, my glasses too thick to get
away. My glasses are too thick. My glasses are too thick. My glasses are too thick. My glasses are too thick.
A geek living all alone. From week to week, no one answers the phone. It's hard to find a girl whose hobbies are shared. Just need a woman who's into Ren Fairs or Star Wars, lightsabers, maybe the Wrath of Khan. Just need a chick who can get a geek on. But the harder I look, the less I find. Like Jack Bauer says, there is no time. So I'm getting older, still sitting at cons. I feel a little bored, these girls can get it on. I'm dressed as Mulder here, I can't go wrong. With raised shoulders, she likes my songs. She got cat ears, hair over one eye. I'm not sure what emo is, but she gets her cry. Things are going great, we started drinking booze. Then she grabbed a razor blade and screamed, for you! Need another girl, this one does the art. We make a connection, all my dinotherms start. She's drawing visions of us in a fantasy land. But the truth comes out, I'm not a lonely man. Running for the zone to escape the pain. If you wanna be a geek, see you never get laid. Shade from the sheep can only be found if you jump on my space in the internet town. Sorry Mario, but your princess isn't here. Don't let this vest be the cause of your tears. Just want some loving in a bad way. But my glasses are too thick to get laid.
My glasses are too thick. 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 My glasses are too thick.
To get laid.
My glasses are too thick.
To get laid.
My glasses are too thick.
To get laid.
My glasses are too thick.
Bibbabobbly-boo. I think of all the times I explained it to you. I told you back then, I'm telling you again. I'm addicted to video games and bits I can't stop playing. Delaying me from battle woman I'm trying to conquer. The field's a fucking mirror, but she wants me on her. Baby, what's the deal? Come and play my battlefield. Kneel at my lap, trying to cop a feel. Bitch, I'm for real, yo, sit the fuck down. Barbarians attacking and sacking my town. Who gonna do on that frown? Baby, don't cry no more. You have to understand that this is wrong, total. Becomes a bore. Now I adore you, but just understand that
the first day. She says, hi, I'm Katie. I can't believe this chick is talking to me. Listening to a list of complaints. She talks about her grades, her Rex, and her family. I'm a nice guy, and she's really hot. This is the first chance I ever really got. I think I'm in love, so I buy her some CDs. Prodigy, Rage, and a new one by RPG. A heartfelt gift that I gave to her. Played for people who don't deserve. Invited out with the friends, we stay out late. The whole time within my mind, I wish it was a motherfucking date. Stopping to dance, cause I gotta beat him. Paying for her, that's how nice guys treat him. The party goes to my house, she asks if she can come. Might have fallen for me too, or maybe even get some. Looking dumb in the corner while she's over there chatting with my brother and his friends. Can't believe how low I'm back. Sat down in the chair, and she walks in from over there. Entranced by the wave of her silky brown hair. Can't bear to listen to this bitch and what she's rapping about her new boyfriend and her rats has been slapped. Spending all my money on her, and I hope we say I'm whipped. All my efforts forward, haven't even seen a tip. Misunderstood the situation as she's with another guy. Can't believe she'd do that to me. I feel like I could die. Realize the complication within me is where it lies. I'm the one to play the fool. I'm the one to be despised. Clear now is the apparent error of my former ways. Damn it, my glasses are too thick to get laid.
My glasses are too thick. My glasses are too thick. My glasses are too thick. My glasses are too thick.
To get laid.
My glasses are too thick.
To get laid.
My glasses are too thick.
To get laid.
My glasses are too thick. 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 My glasses are too thick.
Welcome to Channel Irk, 5 great Australian podcasts with something for everyone, including talk at IrkPod. Music variety at Irk FM. Blast from the past.
Back in my day.
Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift.
Ambient noise with Echo Romeo Kilo.
Those passengers with the camera, if you are going to take photographs, can you please turn your flash off? It's most important on the underground. Can you turn your flash off when you use the camera? And next time, if you're going to take a photograph, can you ensure that I'm smiling, please?
And Judy's Blast FM.
Back in my day, we played records.
Channel Irk, 5 great Australian podcasts in the one location, www.channelirk.com.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Stan.
You seen Kenny?
No, Stan.
Let's go.
I'm a mountain boy in a mountain town full of antics, somewhat spastic. We all go to school and Cartman breaks the rules. Mr. Garrison had an operation.
Come on, Stanley, get with Wendy.
I'm a mountain boy in a mountain town full of antics, somewhat spastic. We all go to school and Cartman breaks the rules. Mr. Garrison had had an operation. I'm a red-headed boy in a twisted small town. I can't read out the Queen Palace most weed. Craig is bad, Chef is dead, Reeves and Saddam Hussein. Tweet's a freak, Satan's gay, Ned it can't speak. We've got God and drag queens. You can stay, but be warm. Whoa, I'm a mountain boy in a mountain town, full of antics, somewhat spastic. We all go to school, and Cartman breaks the rules. Mr. Garrison had an operation.
Come on, Stanley, get with Wendy.
Whoa.
Come on, Stanley, get with Wendy.
Whoa.
Come on, Stanley, get with Wendy.
Whoa.
Come on, Stanley, get with Wendy.
Whoa. We talk fast, half our mouths get in trouble daily. Cause the war went so far, we push boundaries.
On it can rust again, hardly animation. Trash the town, mayor has frowned, she is stanky.
You can watch, but please know, you can't try this crap at home. You can watch, but please know, you can't try this crap at home.
Come on, Stanley, get with Wendy.
Oh, no.
Come on, Stanley, get with Wendy.
Whoa.
Come on, Stanley, get with Wendy.
No.
Come on, Stanley, get with Wendy.
Whoa. I'm a mountain boy in a mountain town, full of antics, somewhat spastic. We all go to school, and Cartman breaks the rules. Mr. Garrison had an operation. I'm a mountain boy in a mountain town, full of antics, somewhat spastic. We all go to school, and Cartman breaks the rules. Mr. Garrison had an operation.
Come on, Stanley, get with Wendy.
Oh.
Come on, Stanley, get with Wendy.
Whoa.
Come on, Stanley, get with Wendy.
Oh.
Come on, Stanley, get with Wendy.
Whoa.
Hey, Butters, where's Kenny gone?
Well, Stan, I think Kenny's dead.
Oh, no, not again.
And that was a satirical look of about South Park by the Thump there. And there's probably two groups of people in this particular episode. There's probably the people who are not laughing at all. And there's probably the people who get the humour and get the reasoning behind the songs. And they're probably rolling on the floor laughing their asses off. Or indeed they might even be ruffle-coptering. Who knows? And if you don't know what rufflecoptering is, email me, erkpod@gmail.com, or Mum can just ask me what rufflecoptering is and I'll tell her. But some people will get it, some people won't. And what groups like this do very often is that they'll have songs that you know the tunes of, like that particular song, and change the words. So you can sing along and there's a lot of repetition, so by the end of the song, you know most of the words. So that was cool. And, of course, at the start of the episode, we had the tune, It Sucks to Get Old, Getting Old Sucks, I should say, and also Rocket Propelled Geeks with My Glasses Are Too Thick. Now we're going to go to a IT double shot, considering that we're talking nerdcore and comedy this week and talking to all the nerds and all the geeks out there with some music that they may indeed enjoy. This particular song is by Beatnik Turtle and it's called I Am My Mum and Dad's IT Department. It's a very short one, but here we go.
It's a song of the day. I am my mum and dad's tech support. I work 24/7. Tech support, and when I die, I will go to heaven where there's no tech support. Yeah, I'm always fixing her TV, phone, microwave, and Dell. She never knows how long it takes, cause her clock's always blinking 12. Oh, I am my mom and dad's tech support.
there's no tech support. No, 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 there's no tech support.
Yeah, that was very, very short indeed, and we go from one type of tech support to the other. This one is called IT Department, open brackets, Superheroes of IT, again by Beatnik Turtle. And one good thing about groups such as The Thump and Beatnik Turtle is that you can go to their websites that are linked on the show notes at oakfm.com. And you can go and you can listen to many, many songs because there are many, many people contributing as part of the groups. And then you can go and listen to whatever you want. And it's all basically for free. Or you can also buy some tunes and support the artists as well. This is IT Department.
It's a song of the day.
Next time, check the paper tray.
That's a Windows bug. That ain't getting fixed.
You don't deserve a computer.
IT Department. IT Department. Information and technology. They're always ready for emergencies.
And
bathtub girls galore. The sex dolls and dildos and stuffed armadillos and Freddy's both soft and hardcore. And I could go on, but enough is enough. Why in the world did you bookmark that stuff on my new computer?
And one day we're sitting at the table having a cup of tea and Mum could hear this. Said, bloody, where's that cat? We're sitting at the table having a cup of tea and we could hear the cat. One other impression?
Yeah, go on. Go on.
Mum said, the cat must be under the house, stuck, because our house was all filled in. Anyway, she said, it's got in under the house again. And it kept going on and on and on. And in the end, it got the better of Mum and she's hunting. She says, it's not under the house, it's in the house. So she's looking behind the record player. And
of course, the cat's still going on.
Yeah, it was.
How's it going?
Meow. And then it was getting louder. Meow. I said, oh, God, he's really chucking up a fit. Anyway, you wouldn't believe it. We opened the oven door. And out come this poor old ginger cat. And the steam was coming out of his body. His tongue was hanging out. And virtually his eyeballs were rolling around in his head. He was nearly dead, fainting. And he couldn't stand. He was staggering, you know.
And all because he was in a shoe.
No, what had happened was it was cold and raining. And he thought he'd get up getting the heat from the stove. My young brother decided to put the cat in the stove to get him warm. You cold pussy. Because he was only about 2 or 3 years old and he picked the cat up and locked him in the bloody stove. Cats asleep nice and warm, all curled up in the bottom of the stove with his shoes, you know. Then when he started to cook, you know, because the ovens, they get pretty hot. And that's when he started meowing and going on. Then he'd get louder and louder and louder. And anyway, in the end, we've discovered him in the stove. So we never ever let Keith live it down, but the poor old cat, you know, luckily he survived. We thought he would have died. But poor old Ginge, he ended up nearly a crispy critter. But it wasn't really funny. It was pretty sad because poor old Ginge after that was never the same.
And, of course, we heard a promo just then for Blast from the Past. That was an extended promo talking about the time where my late uncle, as a very small child, put a kitty in the oven or in the stove. And the song that you just heard, we'll hear that in full now. This is Beatnik Turtle with You Shouldn't Have Pissed Me Off, which, apart from anything else, is the theme for the very hysterical and very not safe for work podcast with Evo Terror called Evo at 11. This is You Shouldn't Have Pissed Me Off. So you'll recognise some of the tune from the promo you just heard. You're listening to IRC FM episode 27, the Comedy and Nerdcore edition.
It's the song of the day.
Rolling.
1, 2, 3.
The Undertaker beats your ass while you're walking to the grocery store. I hope a golf ball hits you by accident. I hope you get bit by a raccoon while you're getting chased by some black dudes. And when they catch you and they beat you and they whoop you, I won't feel bad. No, 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 no. Because you shouldn't have pissed me off. No. Yeah. I say you shouldn't have pissed me off.
That was Beatnik Turtle there, and of course you can go to the website at www.irkfm.com, check out the links on the show notes. Let me know if you've enjoyed this episode, and let me know if you've understood the humor, because probably not everyone would have understood the humor by now. And if you don't understand what's going on and you're still listening, that's absolutely great, and I commend you to the highest degree. Now, of course, one thing that I do mention in the interview with Devo Spice that we'll be playing very, very shortly is the fact that groups like The Thump and also Beatnik Turtle, they write about things that are happening today. They write about things like Facebook and Twitter and MySpace and things like Wikipedia and all that sort of stuff. They don't write about Windows 98 and, you know, Windows 3.1, which I think was the first Windows operating system that I ever used. The first computer that I actually used, speaking of nerdcore and being a nerd, was a Micro B in about 1983-1984 at primary school. And I was in... Yeah, it would have been 1984, because that's when I transferred to that particular school. And so I was about 8 or 9. And the computers, the Micro B, had a choice of colours either on the screen, depending on what model you got. I think you either got the orange on the black background or the green on the background. And then, of course, I went through and... Not that I ever owned a Commodore 64, but I can remember playing with one at a Super Kmart, as it was back then. And then continuing up, the first computer that I owned was an Amiga 500. And my very first actual PC that I owned didn't even have a modem. I had to get a modem because I thought at the time, oh, who wants to get onto the internet in about 1988? But 1998, I should say. I think I said 88. But then again, the internet these days, it's an important part of life, and for many, many people, and of course many, many people don't understand it, but you understand it because you're here listening to IRC FM on the interweb via podcast. Now, another big, big craze that people like the Thump and also Beatnik Turtle are writing about now rather than writing about in 15 years are things like the Nintendo Wii. And this is called the Wii Song by the Thump. You're listening to episode number 27 of IRC FM.
You can do it on the Wii!
Nixalee! Coming back again! Nixalee! Going to! In sync!
You can't get hurt, babe! You'll be inside your room. You're free to come and go. Now remember with the Wii, there's no need for you to even go outside. With 3 and 5 online, every little thing you do can be done on the Wii too. You can play all the Rock Band, I party with the Sims, even when you finally but you need to go to sleep. Guess what? You can do it on the Wii. You got the choice, babe. You know, if you got time to waste, you know, you can drive, go to the beach, whatever you want, you can do it on the Wii, you can't deny. So why step outside? Every little thing you do can be done on the Wii too. You can play on the Rock Band, I party with the Sims, even when you finally. But you need to go to sleep. Guess what? You can do it on the Wii. You can do it on the Wii. Oh yeah. There will come a day when you feel you wanna leave. You will come back to the Wii. You do, including playing pool, play old Aerosmith. I find a new girlfriend, and when finally you feel you wanna leave, guess what? Every little thing you do can be done on the Wii too. You can play on the Rock Band, I party with the Sims, even when you finally. You need to go to sleep. Guess what? You can do it on the Wii. Every little thing you do can be done on the Wii too. You can play on the Rock Band, I party with the Sims, even when you finally. But you need to go to sleep. Guess what? You can do it on the Wii.
Funny-song-parodies.com.
Alrighty, that was the Wii song, and you can indeed do a lot on a Wii. Now, I'm not sure if you can do the next thing on the Wii that we're about to talk about, but we're about to, I suppose, find out how open-minded the IRC FM audience is. This is going to be a double shot to my mate Donut Boy. He'll immediately get the humour behind this, but we're going to have a boobs double play. And both of the songs are by the Thump. And this particular song is simply, and I had to download it as soon as I saw it, Boobs, Boobs, Boobs.
Boobs, boobs, boobs. Boobs, boobs, boobs. Boobs.
We love them a whole lot.
Boobs,
they go up
boobs,
and they go
boobs,
down.
Boobs.
They jiggle at all hours.
Boobs,
they're big and they are round.
Boobs, boobs, boobs. Boobs, boobs, boobs. Boobs.
The ladies are flaunting them.
Boobs,
we enjoy
boobs,
watching them.
Boobs,
they can bounce them all
boobs,
they want.
Boobs,
just like Rusty Warren.
Boobs, boobs, boobs.
boobs, 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 boobs.
They're not just for ladies.
Boobs,
some men have boobs too.
Boobs,
and on the flip side,
boobs,
some men are just boobs.
Boobs, 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 boobs.
A celebrity cutie,
boobs,
Alyssa Milano,
boobs,
has the nicest pair of all.
Boobs,
she's the hottest baby,
boobs,
no.
Boobs, 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 boobs.
Do you like boobs a lot?
Boobs,
yes, we like boobs a lot.
Boobs,
you gotta like boobs a lot.
Boobs,
we must like boobs a lot.
Boobs, 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 boobs.
Don't matter if they're big,
boobs,
don't matter if they're small,
boobs,
they just have to be real.
Boobs,
we just like them all.
Boobs, 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 boobs.
We don't like silicone,
boobs,
because they're phony.
Boobs,
fake boobs don't look
boobs,
as good.
Boobs,
fake boobs boobs are not
boobs,
for me.
Boobs, 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 boobs.
Real boobs, boobs don't stand
boobs,
up
boobs,
when ladies lay
boobs,
down.
Boobs,
fake boobs,
boobs
are no
boobs,
fun.
Boobs,
they just
boobs,
make
boobs,
me frown.
Boobs, 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 boobs.
So keep
boobs,
those boobs,
boobs
real,
boobs,
and I will be happy.
Boobs,
just leave them
boobs,
as they are,
boobs,
or they will look crappy.
Boobs, 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 boobs.
Do you like boobs,
boobs
a lot?
Boobs,
yes, we like boobs,
boobs
a lot.
Boobs,
you gotta like boobs,
boobs
a lot.
Boobs,
we must
boobs,
like boobs,
boobs
a lot.
Boobs, 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 boobs.
G'day, I'm Squeak, and I'm listening to Irk FM. You too can enjoy the music from Irk FM by going to www.channelirk.com.
Jugs and orbs and darts and gourds, Elmer Fudds and bouncing Buddhas, sweater stretchers, lung protectors, beach umbrellas, frost detectors, Scooby snacks and snake eyes dice, Jell-O molds and high beam lights. Every day I probably...
Actually, what I should do is that I should interrupt this song at this point. This song is called 99 Words for Boobs. Now, some of you may already know the song that this came from, but who is going to count and see if they actually mention 99 words for boobs? I don't know. Someone count for me and let me know. Irkpod@gmail.com.
Jugs and orbs and darts and gourds, Elmer Fudds and bouncing Buddhas, sweater stretchers, lung protectors, beach umbrellas, frost detectors, Scooby snacks and snake eyes dice, Jell-O molds and high beam lights. Every day I probably use 99 words for boobs. Humpty dumplings, hearty boys, double lattes, ode to joys, Hooters, shooters, physics, tutors, Bobsy twins and bald commuters, double WMDs, MREs and PFBs, Snow White dwarfs, Picasso's cubes, 99 words for boobs. Gerber servers, holy grails, whoopee cushions, humpback whales, flying saucers, traffic stoppers, super big gulps, double whoppers, pillows, billows, Don DeLillos, soft serve cones and armadillos, pimped out hubcaps, inner tubes, 99 words for boobs. Oh.
Midget earmuffs, warming globes, strobes and probes and frontal lobes, knockers, honkers, knickerbonkers, smurfs and screaming yellow zonkers, panning cannons, Mr. Biggs, big bad wolves and porky pigs, jogging partners, sailing noobs, 99 words for boobs. Two-point jumpers, Bambi's thumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rutabagas, Chi Omegas, swag the showgirls show in Vegas, Congo bongos, bowling pins, fast pitch softball, Siamese twins, your claims I'm breast-obsessed are true. We're quite a pair, cause I'm a boob too.
So did you work out that there was 99 words for boobs there? Did you count 99? Let me know. Comment on the show notes at channelerk.com or email me, erkpod@gmail.com. Now we're going to get towards the end of the episode. Now, this is an interview that I conducted with Devo Spice, and this interview was conducted during my American trip that I have recently done at Balticon 43, and that was a lot of fun. You can actually hear all of the interviews that I did in what I've called the Balticon special that never ends. ErkPod episodes 203 and 204, but this is one interview that I did with Devo Spice. He is a member of the Thump Collective. As I was saying before, everyone gets together, and he'll explain in this interview a little bit more about the process that goes through and his inspiration and basically what this genre is all about.
Now we're back and we're talking with another person, and this particular person isn't female but is Devo Spice. Hello, Devo Spice.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing good, and you guys entertained me last night, which was great. Would you like to tell us a bit about the band and how it started?
Sure. Well, it's not a band, it's a group.
It's an
organization, a better way to describe it.
Sounds like a cluster.
Yeah, well, we are the Funny Music Project, or the FUMP, as we like to call it. And what we do is it's a couple dozen comedy artists who submit their songs to the website, and then we post two songs a week for people to download for free.
Yep.
And it's a big promotional thing to try to get, you know, people to spread the word about our music.
Sort of like what we're doing now, in a way.
Yes, exactly. It's based on Jonathan Colton's model of when he did his Thing a Week project, which propelled him to internet stardom.
And so how long has everyone been together?
We launched in January of 2007, so we've been going for 2.5 years now, and so we're up to volume 14 of the compilation CDs. Every 2 months we put out a compilation CD of the songs that we released on the site. So we're up to volume 14 now.
And of course, last night you performed for us live.
Yep, myself and Rob Balder and a couple of our sideshow artists, Danny Burt and Jordy Kitt and Insane Ian, all came along and did a few songs.
And unlike a lot of songwriters, your stuff is very topical to what's going on at the moment. So instead of writing a song about MySpace today or writing a song about MySpace in 15 years' time, you guys are writing about Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, well, I wrote about Twitter and Facebook. I write about what I know, and I'm a recent, got addicted to Twitter. And I'm also on Facebook, and so I just figured I should write songs about this stuff. And with the Twitter song, it was kind of interesting. What happened was, instead of writing a song about Twitter, I decided I should write a song on Twitter. So I used my tweets for the day, did it in the form of rhyming couplets, and Twittered throughout the day, and then that was the song.
And so last night, for us live in the crowd, you actually performed that with that particular page.
Yes.
On the screen.
Yeah, I did screen captures of that whole run of my day on Twitter with all the @ replies of people who were replying to me, you know, including my wife. with their snarky comments and everything.
I say, were you reading off that, or that's just
the background? No, I got it memorized. That was just for the visual effect. When I perform, I like to put videos up on the screen to, you know, accentuate the comedy whenever I can.
And that's one thing. Of course, you won't get it in the audio, but you'll see it if you're actually live. All the little animations.
Yes.
And screen captures and everything like that.
Yeah, some of them are fairly simple, like the Twitter one was basically just a screen capture that scrolls up the screen, and some of them are extremely complicated, like the I have a song called Brain Food, which is a zombie rap song.
The zombie one, I wanted to talk to you about the zombie
yeah,
one.
Yeah, and that one actually has like full character animations and lip syncing and stuff like that, so that one took a lot longer than the Twitter song did to animate.
And so what sort of thought process goes into a song, you know, how do you think about things like this?
Like the zombie song?
Yeah.
Well, that came about because I have a friend who's a podcaster named Mer Lafferty, and she did an audio drama called The Takeover, which was about a corporate office that got bought out by a company called Zombink, which is a zombie staffing agency.
Yep.
So now the lead character is about to get promoted, but in order to get promoted, she has to become a zombie, and she's debating about this, and it's very funny. And she was talking about having some music in the background, and she approached the Fump and saying, "Do you have any zombie-related songs?" I said, "Well, we have one. We have, you know, Carrie Dalby has a song called Sleepwalking Zombies, but it's not quite the same thing." I'm like, "Well, if you want, I'll write a song. It'll be a rap song because that's what I do, but I'll write a song for you." So, and that's how that song came about. It was used in The Takeover. So in the video, I actually have a zombie version of Mer Lafferty come on screen. Now, that's kind of an inside joke that only a handful of people are going to notice, but I wanted to do it.
And that's funny because I'll be actually talking a bit later with Mer as well, so that'll be,
okay, great.
So that'll be quite cool.
You can ask her about it because her reaction. I heard her scream off stage when her zombie came on screen. It was great.
So you guys perform live as well. Where do you perform?
We're kind of spaced out around the country. I'm from New Jersey. Rob is from the D.C. area. Worm Quartet is from Rochester, New York. Possible Oscar and Luke Ski are from the Midwest. And then Raymond and Scum are from California. Tom Smith is in the Midwest somewhere as well. And then, you know, the other artists, we have artists from Texas, Sea Monkeys from Texas. We have artists from all over the country. So we all kind of perform in our given areas whenever we can. And then at conventions, we all kind of go everywhere. Rob and I are performing here this weekend. A bunch of us have done Dragon Con in Atlanta. Yeah. So, I mean, there's shows coming up all over the place.
So how good is it to get everyone together in the run?
It's a lot of fun. When I can get everyone together, either live to perform together or on a song, getting everyone together on a song. And of course, all that's done virtually over the internet these days. I email the guys what I want them to do, and they email me back the recording and put it in the song.
So for you to record a particular song, what sort of time would that take?
That depends. It really varies. I mean, I've done songs that have taken years to complete, and I've done songs that I finished in an afternoon. I have a song called Longer, which is a parody of Stronger by Kanye West.
Yep.
It's about extending a certain part of your body, mostly the spam that you get. And that idea came to me at like around lunchtime one day at work, and I started writing it down. And then I had some downtime where I was duplicating CDs at work. So it was like, put the CD in, wait 5 minutes, take them out, put another batch in. So while I'm doing this, I'm writing the song. I had the whole song written that afternoon and started working on the music that night. So, I mean, some of them are very quick. Some of them take a really long time. It's and everything in between.
And so where are you getting airplay at the moment?
We get airplay on the Dr. Demento show quite a bit. Dr. Demento has been very supportive of the Fump. My latest song, which is Why Are You Friending Me on Facebook, which went up on the Fump last week.
That was awesome, that song. I love that
Thank
song.
Thank you.
And that was so true, too.
Yeah. That's a song that I think a lot of people can relate to.
You know, basically tell us about that. That was basically...
Yeah, it's about getting friended on Facebook by people who you hate in real life, whether it's ex-girlfriends or schoolyard bullies or coworkers. And, you know, everyone else you can think of. And that's my latest one. That's actually still up on thefump.com right now as a free download. So if you go there, it's right on the homepage. It'll be like the third or fourth song.
We should actually put that one in.
Okay, yeah.
We should put that one in, and people will get an idea about what everything is all about with you guys.
Yeah.
So we were talking about airplay.
Yeah, and that
we
song is actually debuting on the Dr. Demento show this weekend. So that'll get national airplay on Dr. Demento. We have a bunch of college stations who play our stuff, and we have a handful of commercial stations who like our stuff. They play us on morning shows, you know, or the afternoon drive.
What about music podcasters? I'm a music podcaster as well.
We have lots of podcasters who play our stuff. There's a couple of like specific comedy music podcasts that play our stuff. And then there's some other stuff that, whether it's a general comedy podcast will play us, or a regular podcast that just say, hey, check out this song. I think it's really funny. And they'll pop us in. I get notifications from the PodSafe Music Network all the time that such and such podcast played your song.
Yeah. When people like me remember to do that, but I, then again, I always add links back to the show. So I always add links back. So one way, you'll either get it back through PodSafe Music Network, or you'll get it back through a link back or whatever. So either way, you'll get it. So finally, how do we find you on the interweb, and how do we find the group?
Well, my personal website is devospice.com. It's devospice.com. And then the group is thefump.com, thefump.com. And I'm on Twitter, twitter.com/devospice. I am on MySpace. I'm still under sudden death on MySpace because I can't change the name there. Somebody else has devospice, oddly. Yeah, I used to perform under the as like a one-man band called Sudden Death, and then it got too confusing explaining to people that it's a one-man group, but there are other people who help me out, and there's other bands called Sudden Death, but they're not me, and it got time to drop it.
So, finally, why Devo Spice?
That's been my nickname since I was like 13 or so. It's kind of a long story, but the short version is that Devo is short for devastating, and
not
Spice...
As
no, that would be actually more appropriate. But Spice was short for sound effects. When I was a kid, I used to do a lot of like human beatbox sound effects, and like Michael Winslow from Police Academy was a big influence. So I used to do a lot of those type of sound effects.
I wonder what that bike's doing with himself now.
He's still around doing stand up comedy, I believe. He was recently interviewed on The Awful Show, which is another podcast I listen to. So he's still around doing stuff.
Awesome, Devo Spice. Thanks, mate.
And thank you very much.
Here is the Facebook song.
Why are you friending me on Facebook?
Well, if you get a friend request from me, accept it.
I will.
Awesome.
What the heck? Why are you friending me on Facebook? Sure, we used to date, but I guess it just wasn't a fake. I spent a lot of time trying to forget you exist. Now I see your friends online with the guy you cheated with. I knew our relationship was over for sure. The day you dumped me on my ass like a truck of manure. I dealt with it by never talking about you again. So why in God's name would I want you as a friend? Why are you friending me on Facebook, dude? I remember who you are and I don't want to be rude. But in middle school, we weren't exactly very close. In fact, I seem to remember that you broke my nose. Daily beatings were our only interactions. Except for that month, I was in traction. I remember when those friends of yours held me down on the mat. I don't remember much of anything after that. So why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook, Facebook. Why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook, Facebook. Why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook, Facebook. Why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook, Facebook. Why are you friending me on Facebook, jerk? I can see you from here. Your cubicle at work. In fact, there's no place in the office that's safe from you. So I go home at 5 o'clock to get away from you. I know what your status is at any given time. I don't need to read it on that screen of mine. Seeing it would just be a reminder from you of how little work you actually do. You know it's bad enough I had to go and help our boss set up a profile. Oh, the hours I lost. Do you have any idea of the pain in my head from when I had to explain how to use the web? I put up with your stupidity from 9 to 5. Beyond that, I don't even want to know you're alive. So forgive me if I don't accept your friend request, but believe me, it's really for the best. Why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook, Facebook. Why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook, Facebook. Why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook, Facebook. Why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook, Facebook. Now I got a bunch of friends and we keep in touch, which is fine, but sometimes it can be a bit much. Like, I appreciate the invite to the concert for your band, but I have to work tomorrow when the show is in Japan. And how many group invites must I ignore before you don't send them to me anymore? There are groups about soup, hula hoops, and poop, but I did break down and finally joined the Angry Cup group. But now I kinda like the whole group thing
cause I can guilt you all into signing up for my cause. I don't wanna help the homeless or save endangered cheetahs. I want Wendy's to bring back the chicken Caesar pita. Why are you friending me on Facebook? At least one is MySpace. I know they'll try to sell the crappy beats. If you think I give a damn, you must be joking me. Who the hell are you and why are you poking me? You claim to be my father's, brother's, nephew's, cousin's, former roommate. That's great, it doesn't make us soulmates. Just because I have a Kevin Bacon style connection with you, it doesn't mean I want to play Scrabble with you. So I'm gonna find your wall, and you know what I'm gonna write? That you were great in bed, and I had fun last night. Just to see the reaction that your wife will have. Oh, you're a fan, and you saw me on the phone. My bad, sure, everyone's welcome, come along. Kindly disregard what I said in the song. If you wanna be my friend, well that's fine with me. Cause I'll be rocking Facebook till I'm 93.
And of course, if you want to friend me on Facebook, you can by going to facebook.com/channelirk, and you can be my friend there too. So that was rather cool, and that was a rather cool interview with DJ Spice. All links, of course, in the show notes. Our music partners have been on holidays this week, but of course, we still recognise Aerial Publicity, IODA Promonet, MusicSubmit.com, the PodSafe Music Network, and also Juice Management and Promotion. Next week we will be rocking it. That's it, we'll be rocking the house, and then that will be followed very soon after that by another female special. We have lots of music ready, and of course if you would like to hear some music of a particular type, you can email me irkpod@gmail.com or leave a comment on the show notes at www.channelirk.com, and on the Irk FM page at irkfm.com. If you are a band, you can email me or you can place a tune into the Dropio box on the main Irk FM page as well if you would like me to play your music. That is rather cool. So until next week, I'm Irk. You've been listening to episode 27 of Irk FM. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope there's still someone listening to this at the very, very end. And we're going to play the other song that Devo mentioned in the interview. And this one is called Brain Food. Let me know if you like those sort of short interviews. And I might do some more, including talking to other music podcasters. Let me know, irkpod@gmail.com. This is Brain Food.
Walk in. Ain't no other zombie bad as me. I'm mad as me. Always as much.
for your mind. She might bite your face, but she just wants a taste, cause her brain is a terrible thing to waste. You'll never know how far we go. If you kill me, I come back like Mario. So don't try, unless you wanna die, which is fine for me, cause I could really use something to eat. Brains, brains, ripping off face from Barney in a bed. We want swallowing, wallowing, the screams and cries. Brains, brains, you think you have a gun? Go ahead and try to run. We won't stop eating until everyone dies.
Is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
IRC FM takes no responsibility for earworms. Good night, interweb.
Looking for more IRC? Go to channelirc.com.
This show is protected by a non-commercial, attribution, no derivatives, Creative Commons license to protect the interests of the artists.